Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, where God makes sense, with host Dr. Paula Price, author of the Prophet's Dictionary and Prophet's Handbook. Join us for a session already in progress.
You better bless your own money. You be waiting for somebody to praise you. Hey, you better bless your own seed. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't trust anybody to say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the harvest. I thank you that my seed is not barren. I thank you, Lord, that my seed is prosperous. All right, y'all can sit down. I just want to tell y'all something. Glory to God. Every time you feel that your emotions are under attack, you need to find out what's trying to move in your house. I'm going to say that again because it just really helps me. Whenever you find yourself struggling in the things of God, you need to realize another spirit's trying to move in your sphere. That is why God said you ought to praise him in the presence of the enemy.
See, now, y'all might want to be depressed, but I make a determination. It's a decision. That's why we've been teaching on the mind. It's a decision not to be depressed.
Right. Hallelujah.
It's a decision to command your emotions.
Right.
You have to command your own emotions. You can say, oh, man, but I just don't feel like it. If your feelings are your God, you are not going to be around long because feelings get sick. But you know what keeps you going in God? The will of the Lord concerning you. So don't just indulge yourself and say, I don't feel good. Satan can't use unfamiliar stuff to take you out. You know better than that. You'll doubt unfamiliar stuff. What makes you doubt the familiar? You'll doubt them because unfamiliar stuff is exciting. It could turn out well. As a matter of fact, it'll spark hope. But it's the familiar things that will make you doubt. Well, Lord, we've been here before. Well, God, it didn't work last time. And, Lord, I remember when. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I want you to understand that it's on you to break your yokes. All of the prayer lines in the world won't change that. The best we'll do is give you emergency care. You'll get an emergency treatment. I've been having a great time with this. So I want to tell you all, I'm going to share my battle. Would you all like to hear my battle? You don't have a choice. I got the floor for a little bit. But the Holy Ghost has had me dealing with the mind thing. And every week I make a vow. I'm not going to do it anymore. Understand the warfare. This is my testimony. Test being the operative word. And so every week I go through and I get like, you know, tons of messages and sermons and stuff. And so every week I go through saying, God, surely we have covered this. Surely they haven't. Certainly we can move on to the next thing. And then I come in and y'all can't even say hallelujah. I'm thinking we need a little more work in the mental zone. What do you think? Just a little bit more work in the mental zone. And so we left off on this because God took me to a whole new dimension. And so we left off here discussing or summing up the psuche, the soul realm. Now, I said to you, and I want to say it again at the outset of this teaching, this is about giving you command of your control center. Your mind must be in your control. And this is about giving you back the authority, the dominion, the wisdom, the power, the insight, the sense, the instincts for choosing how you will live your life. I remember that Apostle Rick said something last year that was amazing. He said, what you've done heretofore determines your summit next year. So what you did last year determines today. Anybody ever feel like you're constantly in cycles and that your life goes in cycles? It's almost like, I cannot believe I'm here again. Don't tell me I'm facing this again. Well, that means that there is some sort of program that you have resolved to kick in when certain circumstances happen. And since we are creatures of habit, and since we are addicted to routine, if you live a routine existence, even your crises and cycles will be routine. Isn't that amazing? You know, some people are so proud of themselves, I'm a creature of habit. That might or might not be a good thing. You might want to explode them habits. You may not want to be an habitual, you know, chaotic person. You may not want that. So there are things that you do routinely that assure that you're in the same place at the same time every year. And it sounds cliche. How many of them heard to say you want something you never had, do something you never did? It's almost cliche-ish, and sometimes, you know, cliches did have an origin in some root of truth. And so the Holy Spirit wants us to talk today. We're not going to do the scripture. I just want to go back to what the soul was. We concluded that the soul was the Spirit's writing tablet. Your soul represents the writing tablet of your spirit. So whatever's in your spirit is ultimately going to be sketched. The soul only allows a schematic. So it will be sketched on your soul. And so the things that your spirit, that you receive from God, that makes you like God, that makes you able to interact and relate to God, are etched on your soul. Personhood, your natural life, the things that make you you, the things you like, don't like, wish you could like, can't like, folk you like, don't like, why you react the way you do. Your self-passions, the things that cause you to get fired up, sparked up, got to do it, got to have it. It's wonderful. The source of your mortality, what causes you to die, and also what causes you to slaughter things in your life. We always think of mortality as the ultimate, but there is a mortal process of living that assures that you will die.
Starting this fall, Kingdom Embassy University and Dr. Paula A. Price introduce a new program for prophets, prophesiers, psalmists, seers, and other prophetic ministers in God's kingdom. The program combines the convenience of distance learning with the benefit of live interaction and personal impartation. You can take classes online and participate in a 3-month on-site course intensive in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Receive a certificate of achievement upon completing your course. If you are looking for more than just prophetic education, the program expands to include ordainment, the office of the prophet. So why choose KEU for your prophetic training? You can receive verification, certification, and ordination as a prophet. Our program is designed to take you from prophetic awakening to office occupation. We also offer unique specialized training that prepares you to function as a prophet in any arena. Our program goes beyond local church prophetics and trains you to succeed in any professional field. As an added benefit, KEU provides professional ministry placement opportunities. Our goal is to provide you as a prophet with more than just a piece of paper at the end of your training period. We work to provide outlets for you to use your training as an occupational minister in various environments, from the pulpit to the boardroom, from the local church to the global community. Wherever your calling takes you, KEU can take you there. So enroll today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com or call 877-649-PPMG.
I want to say that again. There's a mortal process of living that assures that you will die. It assures that your hope will always die. It assures that your visions and dreams don't happen. There's a way of thinking that guarantees that everything about you will die at the appropriate time. And so this is about giving you control, because the thing we missed about salvation is that God shed his son's blood to give you the right to participate either in divinity or the Godhead or demonism. Because up to that point, you had no choice. Up to that point, you had no choice. You had to serve sin. Salvation gave you options. We love options in this modern world, don't we? We got options. We love options, except we don't exercise our redemptive options enough. Because God gave you the option to choose how you will live until you leave the planet. Mortality only pertains to the soul, because your new creation spirit can't die. Everything you do now is that you would believe to the saving of the soul. The saving of the soul. I mean, there are people who just can't help but do things that destroy. They call them criminals and gangsters. What do they have? They have an occupational lifestyle of destruction. Occupational lifestyle of destruction. And then we have the mediocre. And they have an occupational lifestyle of never doing enough to get enough to advance, to change. Those are your habitual people. You really realize mediocrity speaks to habits. It speaks to habitual life or living. That's what mediocrity means. It means I do the same thing the same way forever. Amen. Will never change, can never change, ain't interested in changing because this is good. Excellence declares that you have decided to go beyond your own norm and to break your own boundaries and limits. That's what excellence means. And you know, you'll know when you're moving into the realm of excellence because, you know, you get these mental thoughts. Man, there was a time that I would have never. There was a time that when faced with this, I would have. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, you know when you have broken your own limits first. There was a time that I would not go to church on Sunday morning if I stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning. You moved into the realm of the excellent. There was a time that I wouldn't sow like this. There was a time that I wouldn't pray under these conditions. There was a time, I remember when I used to. Those are all statements of you pushing yourself beyond your mediocre limits into the realm of the excellent. Now, excellent events can cause them to last. For example, an excellent event is an event where it engages your emotions, your sentiment, your desire, your will, so that you want to go beyond. Those are events. Excellent habits, however, are formed. And so you must begin to form habits that always push you beyond. And we don't like that. I like to be comfortable. You like to be comfortable. I like to always just make it in, just get in under the wire, just escape. You know, those are the just everyday people. And so when you get to a point that you've decided to push yourself beyond the realm of excellence, your appetites and passions change. You command, you dictate. You dictate to your passions that this is going to hold me back. I'm going somewhere. Tell somebody she's going somewhere. You have to decide whether your life is on course with what you know you exist for. Because oftentimes you are living in the realm of wisha, woulda, wisha, coulda, shoulda, never did. Because you never wanted to align your appetites and passions up with your purpose and your destiny, with your calling, with your makeup. Anybody flown with me yet? See, that's the whole idea about being a Christian. Christians want live according to a redemptive purpose and a prophetic destiny. God wrote what your life should be. God wrote so well about your future and your life that he programmed your present to assure that you have no reason to miss it. Prophecy only means that I am pursuing in the present my ultimate result. You can go to bed. I'll show you how we do it every day. You go to bed at night and you're hungry. You can go to bed and go to sleep and determine how you're going to have breakfast. Oh, yeah. Now, if you know, if you get a taste for something, you're going to go to the store and make sure that that's in your cabinet and your refrigerator so that when you wake up, your will be done. So you work your will all the time, but you don't align your will with God, with what God said you need to exist on the planet. So your appetites are tied to your will, and your passion drives your appetite because you need the satisfaction. So you have to begin to question the things that actually satisfy you. Anybody know what I mean? Like television or radio or food. These are all things that satisfy you in place of purpose, in place of God's prophetic inscription on your life. You flowing with me yet? See, it's your passion that determines your actions. Because when you're fired up, you move and you produce. And nothing can stand in your way. When you are fired up, your will controls your world. Now that was good. That was free. That was worth getting up this morning for. Don't you think? See, so the issue is, that's why God has a problem with apathy. Because apathy assures that you forsake destiny. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The whole church right now is in apathy. All of those dreams and visions have been frustrated. All of those sermons have not paid off, as they say it. Now, that's based on the assumption that they've done everything 100% correct. But, of course, who can check that out? Because it's easy to get mad with God because God won't fight with you. He said, I will not strive with you. But the Bible is very swift. It said, woe to him who strives with his maker. Woe to him who strives with his maker. When you bring God in on a charge, you better be right. No, see, y'all didn't catch it. See, that's one of them limp along phrases. Isn't that limp? I mean, you know, you're going to judge God. You better be right. You better make sure that 24-7 you had him on your mind. You better make sure that 24-7 everything he assigned you to do, you did it 100% with no distractions and no drawbacks. You better make sure that if God failed, you better make sure that God failed because you did everything correct. And that your obedience will outperform his excellence. That was free. Well, I just went through this last night. God's like, are you sure you got it that together? Are you sure that you outshine my excellence? So, of course, you sit on the bed and you shut up. And you humble yourself. Because right now, most of us are harboring resentment against the Lord as if we did everything 100% correctly. Holding God up. I'm sorry, good as I've been to you. God's like, how good was that? It's pretty bad. And so I've learned after I've had my tantrum, see, because when you have to minister, you oftentimes carry the people's burdens. When you're a minister, you think it's you and it's really the body. And as a minister, you better understand when you're carrying an intercessory burden versus your own personal gripe. Oh, see, y'all didn't catch it. Did anybody get what I just said? Because much of what we are, many of us know God better than that. We passed those stages of our life. Matter of fact, we're shocked about why we're feeling it again. Because it's not about you now. You are an intercessor. The reproaches of them that reproach you fall on me. You are feeling people's resentment with God, and you're wearing it instead of bearing it. See, when you're a prophet, when you're an apostle, you have to always check your emotions, check your psyche, because you are often wearing what God wants you to bear so that he doesn't have to judge the person who can't carry it. Many Christians, many ministers fall in sin right on that point. Because you turned and you took possession of an intercession. And you made it your burden. You made it your issue. Anybody flowing with me? So I want you to get a hold of this, because if you are called to ministry, if you're called to prayer, if you're called to intercession, I want you to understand that God knitted the body together in such a way that causes your burdens to be linked with somebody else, or your strain convert. So if you're struggling with resentment right now, it's because you tied your intercession into your personal appetites and passions.
To all apostles, prophets, pastors, and church leaders, the time of the kingdom is at hand. This November, Dr. Paula Price presents the Apostolic Summit. Receive 3 days of exclusive training, strategic planning, and kingdom collaboration. This is not just another conference event. It's a catalyst for those chosen to lead God's new kingdom era. If you are ready to discover what God's next move is for His church, collaborate with other apostles on establishing kingdom policy for making global impact. Receive governmental strategies for expanding God's kingdom. Address issues facing your church and your city. Understand kingdom government and protocol. Learn the ABCs of apostleship. Participate in interactive sessions, panel discussions, and open forums. Get tools and resources you need to accomplish the vision God gave you and fulfill your ministry call. Receive personal ministry and be refreshed and revived for the next level of kingdom. Join us this November in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and get equipped with a message for the nations. Seating is limited, so register today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com or by calling 918-446-5542. Check out our new all-event pass to save on your registration. You don't want to miss this event. You'll come seeking and leave knowing. Answer the call today by visiting us at www.drpaulaprice.com or by calling 918-446-5542.
Where are you going today? Ready to launch your own ministry? Want to develop a ministry training program? Looking for credible ministry education? You want guidance or direction? Maybe you just want to discover who you are. If you are a purpose seeker, looking for fresh resources, new ministry solutions, and endless possibilities, then welcome to PPM Global Resources, a ministry and professional resources company dedicated to meeting the needs of the 21st century minister. Why choose PPM Global? Because you want something better. We help build your vision, educate you in your calling, train you to succeed, teach you valuable skills, equip you to achieve, release you to conquer your world. Our business is your interests, whether ministry, professional, or personal. Our products cover a diverse range of subjects, topics, and ministry issues that hit the center of where you are. Think of us as your personal vision support team. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it. Your success is our passion. Check us out online at www.drpaulaprice.com or contact us at 877-649-PPMG.
Should have let it go. That's what I learned. 6 o'clock this morning. I'm up about 6 a.m. this morning. Got to end that class. Hear me. That's why he required that the priest's hearts be pure, that the minister's hearts be pure, that the blood purge and sanctify, that you have the information that you needed to be able to detach your own emotional self, oh hallelujah, from the emotions and the sentiments or the burdens you must bear as a priest in the households of faith. And if you're in a position where you always listen to folks' issues, that's a double burden. Because in that capacity, you can relate in the flesh. All your weakness will relate to people's sickness. I'll see. Well, I thank God for that one amen. That's why you have to be healed, because your weaknesses will relate to people's sickness, and their sickness will become a contagion for you. So you be here, I understand, girl. You know, I used to have that when I, you know, first started pastoring. Everybody was mad with their husband, and I wasn't. I thought something was wrong with me. So I just kind of want to fit in. So out here, they issues, and, you know, I could almost, yeah, girl, I know what you mean, until the Holy Ghost said, that's not your job. Your job is to deal with them and me And then when you're off duty, you deal with you and me. That's your job. We have put aside such professional skills as detachment, mature skills as objectivity. Because that humanist spirit that's rolling this era, I'm going to leave that one to next time. See, because when you make it all about a feeling, when you make it all about your feelings, you will always fall prey to your feelings. I don't feel right. I feel God is moving me. I feel that they don't like me. I feel that I can't pray. I feel my prayer won't happen. I feel my prophecy won't come to pass. I feel. That's your mortality talking. And the only option you have to your mortality is eternality, moving into your eternal self. Anybody hear me? And the fact of the matter is, you rise above your feelings all the time, but not for Jesus. You rise above your feelings and go to work. You rise above your feelings all the time. You rise above your feelings to stay in a job. I don't feel like these people like me, but. Oh, somebody's going to have to tell the truth somewhere. I don't feel like going to the store, but. I don't feel like going to my parents for the holidays, but. You don't go to church on the basis of your relationship with God, but you'll sit around a bunch of drunken folks for 15 hours. Am I going there or not? See, it's about your feelings. All I'm saying to you is this whole message is about transference. Transference of your basic capabilities from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That's what it's about, Jesus. It's about transference. Nobody's asking you to change. We just said transfer. You've been hearing change. You all out. This is about you transferring all that makes you you to the glory of Jesus Christ. Transferring what you do naturally and instinctively for the kingdom of God. Don't worry about it. If it's wrong, he'll purge it. He will purge whatever doesn't fit him. How many of y'all know that? God will purge your stuff. That's why you can come to God as dirty as you want to. Just hang out there with him long enough, baby. You'll get through the laundry. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll come white as snow. Just hang out with God. Hang with the saints. Just keep pursuing. You don't know what else to pursue. I don't know how to fix my life. Don't fix it. Just get it in with the saints. It'll happen.
Thank you for listening to Let's Just Talk, where God makes sense with host Dr. Paula Price. For more information about today's program, the host, or upcoming events, please visit www.drpaulaprice.com. Take advantage of ministry training tools, personal development resources, and professional growth products by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com. Again, thank you for listening to Let's Just Talk, where God makes sense.